do the...
All right, and Doug, how many do we have?
I don't have a count.
The count is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14. Doug, roll call.
If I had a list here, then I don't. Starting with the name, chairs here. Dutch. Fred.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Donald. John Langer.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Kim Coffin.
Here.
Lamont Yankee.
Here.
All right, and that is, and your name is?
Sequoia Mercy.
Sequoia.
Yeah.
Ray is here.
Here.
Rodrigo. Bree.
Here.
Ian.
Here.
Rico Ross.
Here.
Israel Pure.
Here.
Lashley Radford.
I'm over here.
And Jonathan.
Here.
Are you here and the
Is all that in the records?
Not yet. I'm done.
Everyone have an agenda.
John, can I get one, please?
Yes. And let's see, what committee did you...
First thing we're going to do is populate the P&D committee.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Can you get this?
What
are we waiting for?
You just said it's wrong.
You
never called me.
I said Donna Warren. I'm sorry.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I'm good.
All right. You got one already?
Okay. Yes, Sean. Yeah, Mr. Chair, I see what you have here is you have the reception for Arlene. We're running a little late. I would assume that we are going to have that little reception, and then we will start the official continued meeting. Am I correct in that?
Well, we were going to populate the P&B committee, and... Summer Reese, who was preparing the reception, called me and said she was on her way, but because of traffic, there were problems.
So I
think we will just move forward. Yes, sir.
I assume that the reception wasn't just to have cake and cookies with our good new executive director, but she would have a few minutes to talk to us, and perhaps we could ask some questions for the next 20 or 30 minutes and then go have cake and all that once summer comes, but I think it would be a productive use of time.
Well, since we are now about an hour past, I think we should try to populate the committee, and then perhaps someone will arrive and we'll have Arlene say a few words.
No. Whatever the body wishes.
No. So, we do have the P&B committee. Sean has indicated that
Ian has a problem.
Two other...
Wait, let's get Ian.
Something was being passed around and it got sent the wrong way.
I think...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're asking if we continue on, it's supposed to stop.
All right, and... Leslie, what committees did you pick so we can note that?
I'm on the Programming Committee and the Audit Committee.
Programming and Audit. And Summer must have picked one of them.
She's on the finance committee, I know, but we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And I don't know what her other choice was.
All right.
I just want to point out, I sent you an email, I don't know if you got it or not, point out that we don't need to have a PNB delegate meeting. It's the LSB that does the election of the national rep on the committee. It's just a regular LSB meeting.
Well, the thing is that the LSB meeting is a continuance of our previous meeting, so this is...
Yeah, I'm just saying, as far as picking the representatives on the committee, that's just the LSB. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for making this one.
Yeah.
Is this a continuation of the director's meeting or a continuation of the LSB meeting? The delegate meeting or the LSB meeting? I'm confused.
The continuation will be the second part. You can see down there part three, which is the regular meeting.
But we didn't have
an
LSB.
That's right.
Pardon me for, but please, let's have all conversation through the chair. We had a meeting last time, which was not started, so we said we would have a continuous at this meeting. So what right now...
We had a delegate meeting last time, I believe.
Yeah, but
those yes, and the LSB meeting, we did not meet as an LSB, so we said this meeting would be a continuous.
Point of order.
We can
hold it. Yes.
As a point of order, if the delegates made a vote, how could that affect an LSB meeting? It's a different meeting, a different body.
So yes. Well, at that last meeting,
unless there was an LSB roll call and the LSB took a vote, there was no vote taken in the LSB. Now, as a point of clarification, I see the agenda you passed around is not the exact same agenda as had been approved by the Governance Committee at last time, because there was supposed to be a committee report, at least one for the Program Oversight Committee last time, that is not a part of this agenda.
I don't have it on the previous agenda, but...
Well, that's what we agreed to at the committee. I don't know how you have a different agenda.
If the meeting is called to order, I request any speakers be limited to 90 seconds. And we're here not to establish protocol, but to get business done. We've got everybody here. Let's just move on and take care of our business, not argue with semantics and, you know,
well,
pedagogy.
Why worry about the rules?
But that would be in a rules committee.
Excuse me, but let's just, Sean.
Yeah, we continued a delegates meeting where we elected our PNB delegates. We can, as delegates, meet and populate all the committees. There's nothing illegal. We can also meet as an LSB, but it was not a continued LSB meeting. That is why all this talk on the LSB meeting at the last, in the middle part of this agenda, is out of order. And what we should be doing is just populating our PNB committees and our local committees, deciding the dates of which we want this body to meet regularly. Then we should go to executive session,
okay,
which is a separate meeting with a separate agenda that was properly noticed. Thank you.
Okay, but let's just proceed with this.
Do we have minutes from last time, which might clarify?
We are not, at this point, we are populating the National Committee.
Okay, could someone, before we ask for volunteers, to populate the committee, tell us a little bit about what the committee does.
Thank you.
All right.
Great idea.
We have that. We have the bylaw that explains.
Yours from here.
Yeah, here's what I'm looking for. Yeah, right here, folks. Page 30. If I may, Mr. Chair. Direct everybody's attention.
Okay. Before we answer the question, since I seem to be a rather in-depth taking up of the actual item, I had a point of information. Are we having a delegates meeting or an LSB meeting right now?
Mr. Johnson just spoke out of turn.
I have actually a point of information. I'm asking the chair to address it.
Raise your hand like everyone else.
I did. The chair is looking at meeting something off of it. Who is speaking?
Excuse me, please. Let's not have cross discussion. Let's not have cross discussion, please. Donna asked for some information about the national committees, and so Sean has volunteered to give that information, and I turn that part of the discussion over to him.
Okay, if you'll all turn to page 30 in our bylaws, you will see that they lay out our standing committees. There is a governance committee, which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. There will also be a technology committee, which shall advise the board as to emerging technologies. A programming committee, which shall ensure that the programming of all the foundation's radio stations meet, fulfill the foundation's purposes as stated in the Articles of Incorporation. There shall be a finance committee, the finance committee, which shall review and recommend the annual budgets for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation's financial activities at least quarterly and shall include the chief financial officer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There is also, if you're reading along with me, there is an A, but it's the coordinating committee, which is composed solely of P&B members, and that is the committee that puts together all of our in-face meetings. We don't have to worry about that. There is also a committee on inclusion, which is an outreach committee to make sure that we bring people that are underrepresented into our activities and make sure that the committee, all the communities that we, our city of covers, are included in our activities. There's also the task force for affiliates. We have approximately 130 affiliates as well as our five sister stations. They're very important to us. They bring in over $200,000 a year. And we're going to ask some of you to serve on the affiliate task force. And then there's, of course, something that we all love, the jewel of our foundation, the archives task force. And that, of course, holds the archives are what is the really precious thing for Pacifica and holds broadcasts going back to, 1948. They got Che Guevara in original Spanish and everything. We're going to need some real good people to work on that. So those are the committees we'll be voting on. And thanks.
Two more.
Okay.
Two more. Did I leave some? Please.
I think you left out elections and technology.
Did I? I might have.
You mentioned technology.
And, of course, and I'm on the committee, so excuse me for forgetting it, elections, which supervises and oversees the running of our elections 2 out of every 3 years.
So do you think that Summer might be on that technology committee?
I wouldn't want to second guess Summer. I'm sure she'll be here. Guys, I will let her speak on that herself.
My point of information is, are we having a delegates meeting right now or an LSB meeting? Because as a point of order, if we're having an LSB meeting or a delegates meeting, it would matter as to what's on in order and what should be talked about on the agenda.
Well,
we're talking about our LSB agenda and a delegates meeting.
Okay, that's really not discussion, just to make your point. I listed it as a meeting for the purpose of electing, populating the committees, and that would be, I would say, a delegate meeting.
So we have to have that meeting as opposed to a dual
right,
meeting.
Right. Well, that's why the LSB stuff
is important. I have a discussion. So for the clarification, if you have further questions about what the committee does, you can look here in the bylaws to get more information, but we should take, and Dutch will, are you going to be taking nominations?
Sure, I'll
let them
know.
And
we'll
just ask.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay. Summer in the kitchen. Summer, are you in there?
Yeah.
Ah.
What committee are you on, Summer? Summer, which committee? Are you on the technology committee?
I am.
Okay. Is that the only committee, Summer?
Finance
too, but we don't get
finance.
Okay.
And technology.
All right, so then people who would be interested in populating these committees?
That question,
oh, yes.
Can we self-nominate, and B, can we be on more than one committee? I don't know who would answer that.
I think you can self-nominate, and I think you can be on more than one committee.
Okay,
but I think it's only two.
We like people on more than one committee.
But limited to two committees?
Not limited to two committees?
I've never heard of one.
I didn't see that in the bylaws. That was a rhetorical question. I really just wanted everybody to know.
All right.
Yes.
I nominate myself for audit.
Audit, okay.
For which one?
Audit.
I second that.
Audit.
And we're electing two people to that committee.
Do we need
a
second?
Nope.
I think you self-nominate.
You don't
need
to second.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
John?
You.
I nominate myself for governance, programming, and technology.
John, would you like me to write these on the board as your dream? Well, I'm just thinking when we vote, we need to know.
We'll flip it around and I'll write them on there.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. Quick.
I nominate Lamont Casey for archive. Lamont.
Do you accept?
Archive, if I accept.
Good.
Why does that have a little infinity there?
There's not a limit on the number of people who can participate.
Okay, so not you're there.
I nominate myself for technology.
Louder, please.
I'm nominating myself for technology, if I may. Are we going to do this all? Can we do this like one at a time? Because I'm having trouble remembering who's on what.
He's writing it down.
Okay, thank you.
We just want to get the people who are interested.
I want to
Nominate myself for elections and governance.
Okay.
And technology.
I want to elect Jonathan for technology.
Do you accept, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay.
And
programming.
I'd like to nominate.
And affiliate.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Kim Kaufman for programming and affiliates.
Here, Leslie, why don't you write the names of the committee and then if you call them out, you can have them down.
I'll take it always down on the
set. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
I nominate Rodrigo for program.
Do you accept?
I would like to nominate myself for the governance committee, the programming, and the inclusion.
What was the last one?
Inclusion.
Inclusion.
Was that self-nominated or did she nominate?
Self-nominated.
Okay, thanks.
I would like to nominate
for artists.
Yes. I'm doing programming, so I'm nominating myself for that.
Okay. Should we do the program? Brett?
With apologies, should she not want it, I'd like to nominate Ms. Walker for archive. They will gladly welcome you.
Donna, would you?
No.
Oh, Bree Walker.
Bree Walker.
Miss Walker.
Sorry. Do you say? Bree Walker. Okay, Bree Walker.
I'd like to nominate Razor for inclusion.
Razor, do you accept?
This involves a lot of telecomments, we've got.
Are there any further nominations?
Yes.
Yes.
I nominate Sequoia for archives and programming.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to now let Rodrigo for inclusion.
Let's do one of the eight, and then when he calls them out, just write it down. Nobody say so and so shall work. All he's doing is
Rodrigo,
you want to have a question? Yes, we're going to try to do that. Okay. Sean.
I would like to nominate Rodrigo for inclusion.
Rodrigo? Your captain, sorry. Your captain.
Well, no, I understand, my friend.
Thank you.
March. Hey, what are you doing?
Are there any other
names down?
I don't know. Chris? What committee do you want to do? Once again, with apologies to candidates Dutch or member Dutch, I'd like to nominate him for the office.
Did you check? Sure. Are there any other nominations?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to nominate Fred Turner for elections and governance.
Did you check?
If I'm lucky.
Hi, I'm a nominee for technology.
Is there anybody who hasn't paid on one committee? That's my next question. What do you
Any other nominations?
No.
We're going to, as soon as we finish. Anybody else?
You know, this is about the FCB voting.
But you're all accepted.
I'm sorry.
This is FCB voting.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
I nominate Ali Lexa for technology. Unfortunately, he couldn't attend. He's ill. But he'd like to be on that committee.
Ali Lexa for technology.
Nominate John Parker for the Committee of Inclusion. He's not here tonight, and I cannot accept for him. But considering we only have one candidate right now, pending his acceptance, I'd like to put him on the list.
I would prefer to wait until the person who is nominated can accept.
Okay.
If there's only one person on the committee, we can... John?
There he is.
Oh, he is in the nick of time.
We're just talking about
you.
You
say yes, okay?
Leslie, do you see that? Everybody can hear it.
Yeah, as soon as he sits down, I will repeat that. I would like to nominate John Parker for the Committee of Inclusion. For our station and our representative, pending his acceptance, even though he's not here, you have to repeat it.
And now he's here.
That's and now he's here.
Would you accept the job?
Sure. He just said yes. Enough. It's making sure that underrepresented folks are represented. I thought it was something to be
I think Lupino was nominated herself, but I would like to nominate her, you know, for inclusion.
She did nominate herself.
She did.
You did nominate yourself, right?
I got a question.
Yes.
Got a question. Okay. I think you said, you know, people got to be here in order to be nominated. or not?
If they self-nominated, that would be a different story, but to accept the nomination if someone's nominated.
Okay, I think,
yes, I just talked to him on the phone.
So
I,
did he nominate himself, or did you nominate
him? I nominated him, but I verified that he would accept it.
But he did not have... Wait, I just want to make sure that
it's just a nomination.
I just checked with him as well. He will accept it, but
yeah,
no other thing.
It's fine.
Point of order, we, by the bylaws, we cannot do telephonic meetings.
Yeah,
finding out
who's going to accept the nomination.
Oh, I would need
a
stretch.
Well,
they actually invalidated these for discussion. Since this is an FTV vote, you can accept, you can have people nominated
that's
who have
right.
not been checked with, because if they choose not to accept, the next person down becomes
right.
the candidate. So there's really no reason to exclude anyone except for some pernicious reason, perhaps, or whatever. So
I'm in agreement with
the I nominate Lamont Yakey for governance.
I'm sorry?
Lamont Yakey for governance?
I accept. Governance, I accept.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One way or the other? You can't have both sides.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But we have some rules, we can just flip it every time.
No, we're going to have bounce. We just take a shoe and make the rest of the
top. Well, there are only two for each committee. I refer to the city staff committee.
There are more
for each committee, then we would have to have a ballot and spread as a ballot, I think.
So, John, there are more for some.
Yes.
Well, I would like to nominate Raimundo Reynoso for election.
Raimundo Reynoso for election.
Yourself up on the rock and put stuff in.
You got too much going on there.
The ballots are being prepared, and then you would simply rank people on the committees. And I want to ask, because I was asked by someone who is on the list, whether names could be withdrawn. Is there anyone who would want to withdraw his or her name from consideration? I just want to know if anyone would want to withdraw his or her name from consideration. Someone who was nominated asked me about that possibility, so I'm just raising the question. Nominations are closed.
I want to nominate Luis Cabral if he's not there.
Oh, and Luis said he couldn't be here tonight. He had another meeting. He emailed me.
We can always.
Could we open it up to if there's any more nominations?
Do you now have another nomination that you'd like to?
You have to declare at some point.
I thought I just did, but
okay, fine.
If the body is, would you like to?
Maybe they can. I would second the concept of opening up.
Okay.
Me too.
So if no one is opposed, we will reopen the nominations.
Here you
all right, Rodrigo.
I'll make a nomination for Alex.
Luis Cabral.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, that's
not here. We're determined now that
it doesn't matter. Because
it doesn't matter. Surprise. He gets elected. All right. So audit, I guess we'll put again.
And I would nominate Louise for programming.
You'll be so happy eating.
Yes. We always tell people, if you don't show up, you get volunteers.
That's right.
Now, I'm about to close the nominations. Are we happy with that? Here goes. Okay, the nominations are closed. All right. Is there anyone who would want to withdraw a name? I was asked, so that's why I'm just asking, by the person who was nominated. Okay, so the names stand. What you would do then is for all committees except for affiliates, looks like Kim Kaufman would be elected for that committee. While they're preparing the ballots, why don't you say it?
I just wanted to say I was on the affiliate committee for years. It really encouraged another Los Angeles representative to go on to the affiliates committee. I mean, nothing is more important than getting Pacifica Radio out and about across the world. So I hope somebody else has something considered there.
Lamont is also. Yeah, Lamont. Put Lamont under affiliates too. That's where we left off.
Did we get two reps?
Well, then we open up
Yeah, Lamont. No, Lamont was nominated before.
If the body is willing to reopen the nominations, we'll reopen.
No, he was nominated before. It just didn't make it to the board.
That's I don't think he had it. Sorry.
Well, so there was a lot of names going up like that. He might have missed one of that.
Archives and governance. That's all he has. Did you want to be nominated for?
Accept. Yeah.
For affiliate.
Okay, hold on. So, so let me just finish this. So we'll reopen. If it's all right with everybody, reopen. And the point of order.
The point of order is that I'm calling the orders of the day. We're already like 45 minutes past when this meeting's supposed to be over, and we haven't even had first in the candidate. I mean, I think all we need to do is hear from the candidates and vote, because at this point, we're way behind.
Good point. So, Vermont,
yes.
You accept that when you put it down in the paper. Affiliates committee, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, now, I'm going to close the...
want to nominate? I do not believe we have time to hear. I don't believe we have time to hear from all the candidates.
Okay, let's just, hold on. So let's, first, how about circling affiliates, because then we have two people elected, Ron Dickey and Tim Kaufman have been elected. Okay, and we have,
no elections required for an archives work group or an affiliate.
Okay, great.
All these people.
All these people can be on. All right, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry, for reminding us.
Okay.
Point of order.
Congratulations to all.
I don't think we had a vote on Ken's motion, apparently, that we not hear from all the candidates.
That was just a point that he made.
I
didn't call for a vote.
Are we moving on that or not?
I had not at that point. We had decided what was going to happen with that. We're just trying to settle this part.
It has been brought to my attention that the PNB director for the Committee of Inclusion needs to be elected. Rico, who's gone, has volunteered for that, and no other director has. But I believe that is an elected position, actually. At least that's the word I just got in my ear.
But there's another one, it's a P&B committee, so.
I think that's a weird one. I think it actually has to be elected by the LSD.
Well, let's do it by acclamation.
I
think he's the only guy.
All right, hold on. Let's cross discussion.
I believe that is correct, and you can check with Terry Goodman, and he might
be correct. The director member is elected by the LSD, so I would suggest that we put Rico's name down and that, sorry, all who like him, set them on the same ballot with the delegate.
All who would favor his candidacy. Let's just put it that way. All like
as the delegate, as our delegate.
But as our delegate.
As our delegate.
So you want to put a D after his name, that's not the grade that you got.
Or the party.
Or the party, yes.
It's our director rep.
Let's put a D after his name. Director, right?
Yes.
Can we do this by acclamation?
Yes.
Not legally. Then.
Oh, not legally?
If at least one person marks his name on the ballot, then
okay. Well, then what's
your mark? Somebody else marks somebody else. But the LSD is supposed to elect one director member of the
committee.
Okay. And all elections are by ballot.
Then let's just do it by ballot.
Okay. And so now we have Arlene, we have food, and we have candidates, and they're preserving the ballot. How close
so
are we
let's
to the ballot?
Yeah, let's do the ballot.
Hold on just a second. Wait.
I just
want to know if they're ready.
They're ready.
They're ready. Okay. Sean.
I suggest that we take the vote, hand in our ballots. Are we going to take these one at a time, guys, or is this all on one ballot?
Okay, this is a no cross discussion, please.
No, it's not cross discussion. I'm asking a question.
Hold on,
not going
please.
To going
but this is this
point of information.
Thank
there
you.
Are individual yes. ballots for each of the committees. They're all
okay.
They're,
yes, that's what they were
marked.
Okay, well, that changes then what I was going to say.
They have handwritten it at on the top of each committee.
Point of information.
Yes.
Would you be clarifying the exact voting procedure? That is how many positions, is there a limit, and how the vote is begun. That should be done before we all vote.
Yes.
So there's some confusion on that.
Fred, will you clarify how the voting is to take place? Okay, please give your attention to Fred. Blair?
Two delegates.
Okay, we have three. Each of the ballots has been marked with the committee which you're voting. To drink the candidates that are listed on the board in the order of your choice. We're going to hand out all the ballots at once. You'll get six ballots. Please mark them, and then when you're finished, we will collect them. Do the counting.
And you rank.
Right. One through whatever.
Use the names listed on the board, please. If you rank somebody that's not on the board, we will exclude them.
Another point of information. Has the National Board declared that there should be only two non-director members? Because the bylaws say at least. It doesn't say only.
Does anyone have information about that?
I just go off the standard we've always used, one director, two LSD members from every LSD.
No, I come on my computer, we don't come.
So it's just traditional rather than mandated. Could the bylaws say at least two?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to argue the point.
I'm not arguing.
Oh, okay.
Well,
let's,
you, I'm talking about with the P&B.
Oh, let's avoid going any further on
we are
that.
Performing an FPB election, we
that's
are electing
right.
only two people to each committee.
There you go.
And
the bylaws,
except for the inclusion.
The bylaws at least two raises for LSB committee.
Thank you.
Each LSB committee must have at least two delegates.
Yeah.
Can I have a point? No. Okay. Anybody else, Sean?
Yeah, and once we get all this voting, then it's going to take them a while to figure out the vote. I would think that would be the appropriate time
exactly.
to hear from our executive director.
What can we do
if
you're an executive director? Our executive director.
We won't be the executive session. We'll just hear from her.
Executive director.
And we'll celebrate it. All right.
Could be. There may have been some resolution.
And do you want them to handle the
meeting? We'll
come around.
That's the best way. That's what we get.
What's that from Easter?
That's right.
Come on, I really need it. Come on, come on.
Because you're a candidate.
I'd request that the vice chair review the nominees verbally so we don't have to like get up and try to look at the board.
Let me do this right now.
Just call them out loud.
If the only person passing out ballot that he is not involved in, so
hey, what do you start?
Audit, Donna, Reza, Dutch, and Louise.
No, we can, I can't hear you. Can you,
wait, you gotta wait. You gotta wait.
We gotta wait. Too confusing.
Nobody even heard
of the
talking to you in Canada.
Yeah. Anybody get to inclusion?
No.
Oh, we have to vote for the
Okay, I'm going to read it, and if you can hear it, fine. We'll go over it again.
Could you get loud? Audit. Loud, please.
Audit, Donna, Reza, Dutch, Louise. Election.
Brad, Reza, Dutch,
Ken, Raimundo. Governance. John Winger, Lamont, Ken, and Rufina. Programming. John Winger, Ken, Rodrigo, Rufina, Ian, Sequoia, and Luis. Technology. John Winger, Fred, Ken, Jonathan, Ali. And inclusion. Rodrigo, Rufina, Reza, John Parker, Rico.
Does this help reduce the glare a little when I tip it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And just remember for inclusion that there are three plus the director. Rank them.
I'm only being given credit for 1 year on the LSB. I consider it important. Mr. Chair, would you announce that the asterisks on the bottom of these ballots are totally incorrect?
The analysis doesn't matter who's here.
as someone who's been on the LSB for now 4 years, or coming into my fourth year, I don't appreciate being shorted by 3 whatever percentage year of service or whatever.
And for the record, my name is spelled wrong.
For the record, my name is
always
spelled
wrong. So noted.
Damn. The first to thank whoever came up with these Missy ballots.
Fred Blair.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Yes. Makes my work easier.
You can start pulling all of them.
Okay, separate.
Fred. Is it possible to update them to the applicant from up here?
The question is, will they be updated next year or not?
I don't know who's going to do it next year.
I didn't know anyone was asked this year. I mean, it's like, it all seems to happen.
For everything.
Yeah. And people who, you know, haven't been on the same team.
Fred. Blair.
Apparently, I thought I could get this one. I thought I just did this. So the people I voted for probably aren't even
gay. Maybe to the tech guy, the one who
knew that. Okay, if it's that color, it's not one that I
actually. Yeah, it was from yellow. Well, I don't know what it was.
The yellow one is defined as.
I don't know. I just had one. The first one I knew. I don't need the yellow. I don't get on the driver.
You've never filled out.
Yeah, I did yellow. That's not a check.
Does anyone want to read again? Is everyone okay?
Sure. We got some more over here too, sir.
Hey, wasn't Fred nominated for governance, by the way? Fred Plunder? I believe I did nominate him for both governance and...
Okay, I got some votes for you. I got some ballots all over.
So I got five ballots.
Thank you, Chip. All the ballots up here have been handed in. We have all the ballots now. What do you think here? Alan Minsky has come with his daughter to speak with you. So, Marlene, let's just hear from Alan. You just want to say a few words to us.
Call us to order.
I'll give a minute or two.
Dead air. 818-985. I just, for the people who got to the table late, and there goes me on the back of the thing.
Talking to John, and I was obviously I have Millie here. I'm going to keep things really brief. One highly informal, and then one not so informal thing from the interim program director. On the somewhat informal but practical and significant for me under that heading, I'd love to meet with everybody on the new LSB so much as everybody wants to meet with me. So please, I'm going to give you a second email. Sometimes the KPFK email system, if it doesn't recognize your email, will go to my deleted items. So my email for KPFK is aminsky@kpfk.org. But the more efficient email is aminsky65@hotmail.com. So just, write me if you want to do a meeting. Really love to do it in the next few weeks and at the station or somewhere near the station during business hours. Then, in many ways related to that, there's this idea of a listener program advisory council committee. I understand that the idea was basically sanctioned by the previous LSB, and I just want to say that I really fully support that. I really would like to have a committee, and if people don't know, the outline of the process, as I understand it, is that I'll do an on-air announcement, and the names will come into the LSB. A little vague about how then the membership is selected, but you know what, at this point, I'm not going to get too caught up in the details. I really am looking for either this body or myself or however the process comes to pass that the membership of this committee are decided. Have a really broad section of people from Southern California who listen to KPFK, have the best interest of the station involved in their mind, and to be in dialogue with them. Because, Pacifica Station's in a metropolitan area that's huge. It's well beyond any one person or two people, like a GM and a PD, whoever they are as non-interims going forward, to really have a full understanding of the needs of a metropolitan area so vast and communities so vast. And so I really encourage, first of all, I would like to maybe out of this meeting or sometime as soon as possible for John to confirm that I can go ahead with that as a green light, because I know the LSB is involved in that process. And I just wanted to say officially to the LSB, even though we're not officially in a meeting, that is an idea that I fully endorse.
Interim program director when this passed to the committee. People made from the committee to say the specifics of it. Sean Heinkemper endorsed it. I know that.
George,
he was the general manager
at
the time.
What?
It's called the Listener Programming Advisory Committee, and it will be a body that is in dialogue directly with the managers, general manager, program director, about KPFK programming. And, obviously there was a season with a good amount of changes that were made. The committee, no such committee was involved in dialogue around that. And,
with input from listeners?
Yeah, well, input from listeners. They would be people from Southern California who would put themselves forward to be on such a committee, and then they'd be in. It's an advisory committee. It's not a committee that in any way usurp the power of the program director or general manager.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, I have one copy that I can't give away, but this is basically, this is the document that explains what it is. Management worked on it with a working group that came out of the Program Oversight Committee of the LSB, along with members of the community, the former program council, all got together with John Heitkemper and, you know, through a consensus-based process. So anyone who wanted to be involved could have been involved. Anyone who had a problem with this specific proposal could have proposed amendments that would have been taken into account by the body, because really what we wound up doing was hybridizing for the most part. And so Sean Heitkemper came up with this this proposal right here and accepted it and agreed to move forward with it. Since we used to have a program council that wasn't part of the bylaws, this is something management agreed to create with the LSB. So it's really just a question of management putting it forward. We vote on the people who submit their names as volunteers to be on the committee. So nine listener sponsor members, two non-voting staff, one paid, one unpaid, and one LSB liaison member who's not a voting member of the committee. And the PD make 13 people, and that's who's supposed to be doing input for programming and that kind of thing.
Can I just excuse myself? I mean, I'll stand and listen now, but really, you guys are the governance body that oversaw the creation of this. Do with it as you like. I just am sitting here saying that the general idea of it that has been outlined to me is something that I cannot foresee being anything other than helpful.
Very good. Thank you.
So please,
sure.
Well, since I guess we are in kind of a recess, and I do want to get to our lead, but I do know that Kwame's here, and he told me he can give us a report on the cab in about 30 seconds. And I do think we should take that opportunity, because he's really been helpful in putting together our cab.
Point of order. We should probably adjourn the delegates meeting and begin an LSB meeting, unless we want to review minutes from last delegates meeting, which would probably be in order as well.
Well, I think we're just in sort of an informal session, twitch in between, and Bobby did speak to me about this, and
I'm the point of clarification or information. Yeah. By informal, do you mean illegal?
Okay, I move that we recess for. So we make it legal. We just make it legal.
Well, but I think that we all had a general understanding. Helen got up and spoke to us. People participated and answered questions and asked them.
We need to have an LSB meeting to do that, though, really.
Nope.
And we'll bring up any of those issues at a formal meeting, but Bobby's here, and I'm
right now. Okay.
I'd like him just to say a few words.
All I really wanted to say, and it only takes a few seconds, is that we have, I think, the best CAB meeting that we've had. I was shocked in December 15th. I had inadvertently said it opposite the LSD meeting. It wasn't intentional, but I actually liked the result because...
That's why you got a good turnout.
And no offense, I mean, but there was nobody there who was there to either spectate or to philosophize. Everybody came because they wanted to do CAB work. And the meeting started at 7:08 and ended at 9:08, and we ended up with three work groups that are now functioning. And I've got about a half dozen... college students who are quite interested in working with our youth subcommittee. And so we're focusing on trying to build that up. John and I have been doing some outreach to the high schools here in the area in his contact with UCLA and some of mine. And I'm very hopeful that we're going to be really beginning to rock and roll. And I want to thank everybody on the LSB and really everybody in and around the station for their cooperation with the CAB, because everyone has been cooperative with it. I truly appreciate it. And I just, I'm feeling very enthusiastic about how it's going to develop at this point. So I'll come back at the next LSB meeting with a real report. But I just want you all to know that it's happening, it's beginning to pick up, and I'm quite encouraged by how it's coming along.
Thank you.
The one other thing I do want to say is that I certainly do think that the CAB should be involved with this program committee for sure. Although, personally, I would like to wait a little while until the CAB has had more time to develop itself. But I think in principle it should be recognized that the CAB should definitely be directly relating to that process, because we're primarily focusing on outreaching and involving community people in the station, and that's part of the function of the CAB.
I'd like to recognize Israel Foyer and acknowledge him for his contributions and dedication on the LSD. This will be his last official meeting on the LSD because his term expires March 1st. I don't think we'll be
going. Actually, February 29th.
February 29th. You made us can't wait.
So I have four more years.
I'd like to give Israel a
give many people a standing ovation.
Israel has been very helpful at the first meeting, and he volunteered to look into getting something at UTLA, and he followed through every month with me, and I appreciate his dedication. At this point, we're sort of quick in between. How is that committee doing now? Election committee?
Let's have Arlene speak. Yeah, let's have Arlene speak.
Okay. So then, if it's all right with the body, what we'll do is now, because we're going to take another important. We're missing one of the audit committee ballots. Did somebody forget to hand it in?
Do we have a yellow?
Does anybody still have a yellow ballot out? Did everybody get a yellow ballot originally? Ian, did you get a yellow ballot originally?
Mine all
went in. Everybody got one and turned it in, correct?
Let me check.
I don't know what you do.
Which category?
Cavities are
audit.
Okay.
Is it very close? Underboard.
Yeah, right.
This, we have 21 ballots rolled in. Okay, shall we officially adjourn this meeting, or adjourn whatever meeting it was that we had, and begin a new era regarding the Governor's Celebration with Arlene Engelhardt, who is our Executive Director, and we'll just move into that.
I second that.
Arlene, help me.
Sticking my hands in my pockets because I'm cold.
In L.A.
Well, I'll tell you what. Florida's been having record cold this year, so join the party. They have literally had the longest cold stretch on record in Florida. And in the process of trying to save the strawberries, they collapsed some of the highways because they pumped out so much water. So I think we're in for some exciting times with climate change, gang. So maybe that's one of the things that we at Pacifica should be concerned about, among the many things that we need to be looking at and addressing as we move forward. First of all, I want to thank you all for welcoming me here. I've really enjoyed meeting all of you and hope to get to speak to those of you that I haven't already spoken to, and as we move forward, not just tonight, but in the coming months and years, I hope that I'll have the opportunity to speak with many of you and work with many of you on a much more, I would say intimate, but we might take that one wrong, so maybe I should say on a very productive level, let's put it that way. I have come to Pacifica. I'm guessing that some of you might like to know just a little bit about my background. I was begged by at least two people to apply for the position at Pacifica because they were really concerned about the future of Pacifica. And these are people who actually don't have the opportunity to listen to Pacifica Radio per se, but rather one of the affiliate stations, a station that I've been involved with in Tampa. And they said, Arlene, please apply for that position because we think that you could help Pacifica and we really believe in the importance and the need for a strong Pacifica, the five sister stations, and all of the affiliate stations, and what that could stand for in this country. And we want to see it strengthened. We want to see it move forward. We want to see it even more active than it's been. And so with them kind of pushing me from behind, I decided that I really do believe very, very strongly in community radio. I've always respected what I know about Pacifica, although I've never lived where I could listen to a Pacifica station regularly. And I've been very involved in community radio and the station that very much grew out of the same roots as Pacifica, but is just not one of the Pacifica stations. And so I decided that I would like to turn my attention and my talents in that direction. And I really hope that with all of us working together, we can move forward. I don't think there's any more important time in community radio, and I don't think the community radio can be anywhere nearly the force that it needs to be without a strong Pacifica. And so that's really why I'm involved. And I hope that's why all of you are involved. I think that one of the things that is so true about radio is that radio is the only medium that is really a one-on-one active involvement between the programmer and the listener. When you read a newspaper, you're getting information, but it's passive. And we all know that newspapers are dying faster than we can blink almost. When you watch a television screen, you aren't actively involved with that programmer on the other side. You're passively watching something. I think it's even less involvement when you're sitting there in front of your computer screen. And so that brings us back to radio, where you as the listener or you as the programmer, with each individual listener, are actually actively involved in participating in whatever is going out over the airwaves. And from that perspective, we actually can be very powerful if we turn our forces in the right direction. And let's face it, no one else in this country is really standing up for what Pacifica has always stood for, and that's peace and economic and social justice. And if we don't stand up, who's going to do it? I don't think radio is dying. We have to recognize that there are lots of other media that are coming into play, and that as we go forth with radio, we also have to recognize that some of that media is an important part of radio. Being available on the internet and having good websites enhances our radio. But at the core, it's radio that we're talking about. And radio, I think, is going to be very important over the coming years. I heard somebody mentioning tonight archives as being the core, and I look upon the archives in some ways as being the absolute core of Pacifica. In the past couple of weeks, we've seen the passing of Howard Zinn. And how many of us would have had the same view of history in this country if we hadn't had Howard Zinn and his People's History of the United States? Well, the same thing is true of the Pacifica Archives. How many of those things that are available, some of which have now become available to the public, and some of which we haven't even begun to tap, would we ever be able to hear, would we even know existed, if Pacifica hadn't recorded those things and kept those archives? My sister and brother-in-law were married in 1968, and a couple of years ago, when we were doing fundraising on air at our radio station, we had the 68 series that was available, the 90 hours of programming from 1968. And so I pledged for a copy that was part of my 40th anniversary gift to my sister and her husband, and they tell me, how much they've been enjoying it. My sister has a car that she can download hours and hours of material into, and they have they live in Baton Rouge, but they have grandchildren in Dallas, and so they make that drive frequently. And she said each time that they take off on that drive, they listen to about 3 hours of material from that 90 hours of archives that are on those discs. And so the way I see it, after about 15 trips, they will listen to the whole thing. And that probably won't take them more than a couple of years either. But anyway, that's some of the importance of what's there. Coming out this month, some of the Civil Rights Archives in celebration of Black History Month. And many of our stations, I imagine yours is one of them, that are offering those as thank you gifts as part of your on-air fundraising. And for goodness sakes, I understand that I haven't been to your station yet, but I think the archives are right upstairs, so I plan to pay them a visit while I'm here, too. But anyway, that's what I consider important. I think it's extremely important that we have... I wish we had a station in Chicago to add to the room, Chicago or Detroit. And then I think we'd have a pretty good representation. But we have, two stations on the East Coast that are extremely important. One is in the financial center of at least this country, and at least at one time it was the financial center of the world, and to some degree it still is. And one is at the heart of our government, the government of this country. So we've got two stations that are extremely important to this country, and among other things, they wake up 3 hours ahead of those of us on the West Coast, and so we can't ignore the importance of the news coverage that comes out of that part of the country and being there and having somebody to cover. And then on this coast, we represent one of the largest communities in the nation, and that's Los Angeles. An extremely, I think, important community. Let's face it, all of our communities are important, but this community represents so much in terms of the Hispanic and the Asian American heritage coming into this country. It represents one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country, and it represents that voice of the West that is different than the voice of the East. And we also have a different aspect of that coming out of Berkeley or San Francisco. And so we're represented on both sides of the country. And then we do have at least one station in the middle with Houston. And so it's really important that we really do the very best we can with all five of those stations. And then we have approximately 140 affiliates. And I know that I come out of one of those affiliates. And they're important parts of our history and our programming, too. The station that I come from is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. I've been on the board of directors there for 10 out of, or I was on the board of directors there for 10 out of the last 12 years. President of the board for 3 years during the time that we were raising money and building a state-of-the-art facility, a 13,000 square foot building with 7 studios and state-of-the-art facilities, where we expanded into HD technology, not totally by choice, but we had to buy a new transmitter because when we moved, the old one wasn't compatible with the tower that we were moving to, and the old tower was being torn down. And so we got PTFP grant to help fund the new equipment, but we still had to raise money at a time when it wasn't very convenient, but you do what you have to do to stay on the air. And in the process, our engineer was also the engineer for the student station at University of South Florida. So we have leased our HD channel to the student station at University of South Florida, and consequently are bringing students into our station by that means. And it's just one more possibility of things that can happen to help us perhaps work our way through the graying of community and Pacifica Radio, and to involve the young people when an awful lot of our young people aren't listening to radio. So we have to get a little bit creative about how we try to bring them in, and we have to make it meaningful to them. I've also been a programmer for the last 13 years at the station, and so I know something about what it takes to put a program together and to be on the air and to work with guests and to be involved in, actually the program that I was involved with was magazine format, so we did both public affairs and music, but it was mostly public affairs. And I've seen the importance of being a voice in the community and bringing information, getting out into the community, speaking to people, listening to their perspective, and involving others and working toward better programming. And so for all of those reasons, I'm here. I'm really excited to meet all of you. This is the fourth of the five stations that I have visited, you know, with the exception of KPFA, where, of course, our offices, as I'm sure you all know, are in the same building. So I actually got into KPFA the first day before I found the national office. But other than that, I visited three of you within the last 2 weeks in a rather extensive trip around the country. And next month I'll go to Houston, and so at that point I will have visited all five of the Pacific stations and either attended an LSB meeting or at least met with the LSB at each of those stations, as well as being involved in some other things. And last week I pitched the Washington, not only did I attend the Pacifica board meeting, but I was a guest on one show at the Washington station. I pitched for an hour, partly with Amy Goodman and partly with one of the local programmers. When I went to New York, I literally met with their finance staff as well as with the rest of their staff, and also worked with them in trying to solve some of their problems surrounding thank you gifts for their marathon. I also met with Amy Goodman while I was in New York and tried to make her aware of some of the issues that we at Pacifica are facing without trying to make any demands, since we're 4 months behind in paying Amy. Didn't put me in a real good bargaining position, but I figured that there's nothing wrong with establishing a relationship, and she acted the same way. I mean, we had a very, I thought, productive and pleasant meeting for starting that relationship, and I'm hoping that as we go forward, we can work mutually for that goal that is Pacifica. In the coming months, I hope to not only work with, I think what many of you have heard about, we've already begun to work with some of the issues regarding finance in the network, and we do have some significant problems that have to be overcome. But I've also begun talking with the president, the chairman of the board, and some others about working with a programming committee, not programming that would be dictated to any of the stations, because obviously programming is very much a local issue and should remain that way. But on the other side of the coin, I think that we could all be strengthened by sharing some of our programming with each other, by having some strong programs available. I mean, at this point, as a network, we have Amy Goodman. We used to have network news, but we don't really have network news anymore. We have free speech radio news, but that isn't Pacifica network news. It only meets a piece of that goal. And I think we could be stronger if we had maybe two or three other programs that were available that were of the caliber of an Amy Goodman program. I think that it would strengthen us immeasurably if we had some Pacifica, at least network news reports available on important issues. And so I'm hoping to begin to tackle that area and to set up a committee that involves either the station manager or the program director at every station, as well as a few other people involved. I had a couple of people in Washington that are involved with other organizations that actually came out to a reception at the Washington Statement at the Washington Station specifically for the purpose of meeting me and letting me know that they have interest in helping Pacifica develop some programming in some areas, and that if and when I'm ready to talk about it, that they'd like to talk to me, and one of them at least happens to be someone that I've utilized as a source of guests at times on the program that I was involved with, and so I'm aware of some of the benefits that could come from that particular person, and I'm sure there are more people out there like that. My background includes not only the time that I've spent with community radio, and that time has been as a volunteer, but among other things during that time, I actually filled in quite a bit for the station manager during the 3 years that she was quite ill and dying. We did lose our beloved station manager at age 56 last year. But in my work for pay professional life, I have both been the executive director of a nonprofit organization, and before that did education for another nonprofit, but I also was vice president of a multimedia publishing company, and so I do have significant experience with management and budgeting and working with figures. I think all of those will certainly come into play in my role with Pacifica. I've also been politically active in many areas, going back to protest days during the Vietnam War and most recently culminating in Health Care for All and a lot of other issues that have come up in between. And I think that's another area where we as Pacifica could do a lot more through our combined efforts and through our programming. Somebody approached me recently and said, I wish that we had had more of a voice in the healthcare debate and that we had been more of a presence out there speaking up for not insurance reform, but healthcare for all. And that's been my concern with that issue. Insurance reform in my book is not healthcare for all, and I don't want to turn this into my politics, but by the same token, I think that it's pretty evident to me, and I think it's one of the things that contributed to my being selected was that I do share the politics and the activism of many of the people that are with Pacifica. In fact, I think I could say most of the people that are with Pacifica. And on that note, I'm happy to answer any questions, talk about anything else you'd like me to talk about, whatever. Yes.
Donna.
Yes.
Donna. I just was wondering, will the national office be able to hire the staff that they need in all of the departments that they need?
At this moment, we do not plan to hire any additional staff. We have positions, I think, to do what we're setting out to do with really hard work by everybody that's there. With the number of positions that we have. As we go forward, I can see at least a couple of positions that would be very desirable in the national office, and I've had, you know, people on the board approach me about the fact that they'd like to see those positions. But I'll be totally honest that at this moment, we're not going to be expanding, you know, in staff because we don't have money to work with.
Let me change that question.
Sure.
Will the staff that we have be able to perform the duties that are necessary?
Yes. As we laid them out, we have the staff to cover what we've set out to do and what we're setting out to do. Yes, John?
I understand you're interested in financial transparency to see all the numbers of the various stations. I am on the finance committee here locally. I'm interested in looking at the same numbers for the national. So my question is, will transparency be fully bidirectional?
Yes, it will.
Great.
And there will be monthly reports coming both directions. And anything that we're doing will be viewable by people on both directions.
Excellent.
And that includes bank accounts. Yes, Kim.
I understand that National sets the dates of when KPFK has a fund drive. No?
Not that I know of. I'll put it this way. If it was, I had nothing to do with it, and I know nothing about it.
Well, I that's what I was told.
That was the IE.
Told by who?
GM.
person.
I don't think so. We don't have anything to do with setting the dates of fund drives or the, you know, the dates of anything like that, to my knowledge. Okay, I think you were next.
Hi, Arlene. My name is Sequoia, and I'm brand new to the LSD, and I don't...
Really Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. I really don't know enough to ask you an intelligent question about the National, but I wanted to piggyback on your statement about climate change and the thought that specifically more around that. World Water Day here in Los Angeles is going to be celebrated on March 14th, and it's an international event that's been going on for at least 20 years now. And, of course, the issue around water is really, really significant here in California. Governor Schwarzenegger really focused on water in his State of the State address. In November, there are going to be several bonds on the ballot, all of which I think will probably not be very good in moving towards privatization of our water.
So say, let's just privatize it all, and, you know, we charge everybody, and if you're too poor to have water, well, I guess you die of thirst.
Which has happened already in Michigan. There were many issues. So I just appreciate you bringing it up, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Kevin, I think you were next, but I'm just kind of working my way around.
I want to bring an issue of concern. Do you think there's going to be any adjustment to the relationship with Democracy Now? I mean, to me, Democracy Now! Has a tremendous, large footprint across many media, and you know, Amy and the staff does pitching, but it's become the child that's outgrown its parents. And do you see, I mean, I was encouraged by your statement that we should somehow develop comparable material, resource for the stations to utilize, because it's been such a successful model for the stations. But do you see any adjustment coming? I believe our contract with Democracy Now! Is
our
coming
due. Our contract doesn't expire until 2012. I will tell you that obviously, since we're 4 months in arrears, I'm not in a position to ask for much, and so I decided that my main purpose for getting with Amy on this last visit, when I had lunch with her Wednesday, was basically to begin that relationship. And I've known Amy purely from having had her on the show that I co-hosted, from bringing her to Tampa, where when her first book came out, we had the largest audience that she'd had up to that point, 2,500 people, a sellout at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. And she has occasionally pitched for us, but she mainly does her pitching for the Pacifica station. But she's very, very popular with our audience, although we have seen some decline in the level of support, not quite as much as we've seen at Pacifica, at least some of the Pacifica stations, or as I'm told. And at this moment, I don't have real good figures yet, but by the end of next week, I should begin to have a handle on, you know, where some of these things compare from both last year and with the first quarter of this year. But I did mention to Amy a couple of things. One was very specific to New York, and that's some issues that they have over premiums, and it's a two-way issue. Ooh, excuse me. And I don't think I think it's somewhat, or maybe it isn't, but one of the issues that I was seeing was that she was bringing to the table, at least as they were describing it, and she didn't totally agree with it being quite that way, so that's why I'm not totally clear. But they gave me two pages of premiums that were Amy premiums for one fund drive. I mean, it's no wonder that they're having trouble figuring it out. And then the other side of the coin is that they haven't paid her for the last three sets of premiums. So, I mean, you know, we've got some real issues here on dealing with Amy. So that was one thing I was trying to help work out, and I came up with a partial solution there that she agreed to. The other thing that I did mention to her was two things, actually. One, that one of the concerns of some of our stations is that she's in so many competing media now in some of our markets. And that, according to them, and it makes sense to me, is something of a problem. I mean, when I was in Washington last week, if I didn't want to listen to Amy pitching on the fund drive, I could switch the dial just 2/10 to the, I forget if it was right or left, and I could pick up Amy at the very same time without any pitching. To me, that's, you know, a bit of a problem and could very easily affect the fundraising, at least on Amy's program on WPFW, and I think that's happening in an awful lot of our markets, where she's on maybe more than one radio station and several television channels, etc. So I posed that problem. Now, her response to that was, but I'm always, you know, Pacifica is always mentioned, so it's also spreading the Pacifica name to those people that are hearing it on those stations. And she's right about that, too. So, you know, it's a two-way street, and I'm not sure which way the balance goes. The other thing that I mentioned to her was that there is a built-in small percentage increase for each year during this contract, and I asked her to continue forfeiting that increase, and she told me that she would, you know, think about that. She had her business manager with her, and I'm supposed to get back with her in 2 or 3 weeks to discuss that further. So I made a step there. As I say, when you owe somebody for 4 months, you're a little bit limited in what you try to approach. I mean, I also don't want her to pull the plug on Pacifica, so, you know, it's trying to establish that friendly relationship, and she certainly is aware that her start came from Pacifica Radio and that that's where her whole time has developed. Yeah. Okay? Sure.
Rodrigo.
Thank you very much for being here.
There are two questions, basically. You mentioned, you know, while your presentation, you were doing your presentation, you mentioned the youth, and you mentioned also the representation in this area of the country, you know, of KPFK or this thing right here, which, you know, somehow trying to, you know, have, you know, the voices of those who are not represented, you know, I would say in a dignified manner, you know, in the regular meeting. And, this a national debate about crisis, about the economic crisis, and about the health crisis. But there is a national debate too, and mainly among the popular organizations, you know, and those grassroots organizations about immigration reform.
That's another important one.
Well, there are 12 million people who are not documented according to some of the analysis. And what is your approach, you know, now as a head of the national, you know, and that issue? And how do you think, you know, the foundation should move forward to really represent, you know, and in terms of, you know, airing more, you know, about that issue, specifically helping, you know, to have the community to understand the depth of this situation, this bad situation. So how what is your approach on that one? And now the second one is you know, how many hours are there in the Pacifica and all the radio stations, the five radio stations, for the Spanish-speaking community, which are, you know, as I understand, millions everywhere, and especially some places, you know, where, you know, we have only the sister stations?
I don't know how many hours there are. I know that there's some in New York. I know you have some here. I know there's a little bit in Berkeley. I'm not sure about Houston if they have any Spanish language or not, and I don't think they do in Washington. In terms of the specifics of how I would approach it, you know, I have some of my personal attitudes toward immigration, but I don't think it's fair for me to, I wouldn't want in any area, whether it's immigration, health care, prison reform, the war, to impose my personal views. I think that we share some of them probably more than others almost throughout the network in terms of our goals and desires. But what I would hope to do is that part of a group that, as I mentioned earlier, that I hope to pull together to discuss, not just programming, but I want them all, I want that also to be partly developing a vision for Pacifica. Thinking about areas that those would all be things that would come up. One of the things that I've been thinking about, one of our board members proposed, was getting more involved with some of the national, or not national, but some of the large demonstrations on some of the issues that are important to us, and trying to get involved with some of the organizations that may be involved in some of the issues that we support. But in terms of specifics or how we would approach that, I've only been around now for about 6 weeks, and I will admit that 99.9% of my involvement to date has been involved with how are we going to pay the bills. And so that's where I am.
Yeah.
But wait, before you end,
I'm sorry, Rafina.
Thank
you for your trip out here. I was just going to piggyback on what Leo said earlier, and I know it seems from your experience that you have a good eye for budget, and I would hope that one of the reports that we could establish for all the stations is the allocation of funds to all our stations, and when it comes to the Spanish-speaking community, the Chicano community, and the different stations, how much money throughout the years have been designated for such programming? And
that's something that should go on the list, or what goes into what kind of programming, period, you know, breaking it down.
Because we were just, you were a witness to some of the committees that people nominated themselves or were appointed, and especially in the inclusionary committee where we have monitoring in terms of the different kinds of programming that we have so that truly represents the people and the community issues. If we don't associate that with a dollar figure, then it'll just trickle down. So it would be good to have that kind of report in the future, and I would ask that you might want to lead that effort.
It's a good point. Yeah, I like your point. Okay, I think you were next.
Yeah. You were talking about democracy now. I'm curious, you know, how much Pacifica is paying relative to Link TV, relative to NPR, individual stations that are picking it up. Because, you know, not only do we build the show, I think we kind of got hosed like two contracts in a row. We really, you know, took a beating. We gave them our lists, our membership lists, so they could send separate appeals to the same members. And it seems to me like, you know, they've been adding stations to their fold the whole time. And if they're not charging them the same kind of money they're charging us, then maybe they ought to charge them a little more and cut us a break. Because as it is, not only are we creating increased competition for ourselves, with like I can just watch Amy on Link TV, actually see it instead of, you know, hear what's going on. We're creating competition for ourselves in that respect as well. But there's just the problem that we're losing audience. I mean, she's dropping on our station relative to herself, you know, and I don't know if that's because we're just losing to other formats and other stations, or if that's just because people are not as interested in the show anymore. But the stations themselves are going down. She used to be one of the things that brought people to us. It doesn't seem like that's helping anymore. So, I mean, if there's any way you can get her. I mean, I realize we're in a bad bargaining position since we're already behind. But sometimes when you owe the bank $1,000, you know, they own you. If you owe the bank $1 million, you owe them the bank. So you might want
to. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I'm trying to explore a lot of issues with Amy, but I think that one of the things we also have to recognize is that she is a very important part of our programming, even if it isn't quite as strong as it was however many, you know, years back we want to compare it. Okay, Rico?
Yeah, talking about Amy, you said that you know, she's a big part, and we'd like to get someone else that has that same type of draw. That's not just going to happen by itself. We have to nurture that, and we have to actually take action to make that happen.
Yes, we do.
Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's one of the things, and I'm wondering, you know, what are we really doing to try and actually make that become a reality?
Nothing at this point that I'm aware of, but it's what I hope to initiate as part of the whole looking at programming. And I have had, I think, some good ideas posed to me from a couple of situations that could turn out to be the kind of personalities. They might not be available, but they might be.
The other thing I
understand what you're saying, and I realize that we have to take the role in helping to develop that.
And the other thing was, every station has its own population, but KPFK in particular, we are in a city where there is a huge, huge Latino Chicano population out there. And with that, membership with membership is money. And I think that we've been thinking small. We don't have the money to invest in this. But by thinking that way, if you invest in that and you get there's a sea of people out there, that in itself is going to bring more money, and I think we have to start looking at this whole situation a little differently.
I agree with you. There's a lot to be looked at there.
Can we save our questions and let Arlene go and look at the cake that we got for her before they cut it? So would you and then we can continue this conversation and maybe informally and so on as the cake is cut, passed out.
Over an ice cream cake.
So would you please, Summer Reese got the cake.
Yeah,
she wanted to go over and take a look at it.
Let's acknowledge Summer Reese for all of her hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you can make it. Nothing like extra good cake, right? Yeah, listen.
Signed up for the local LSB, and we have the general manager search committee, which is also needs to be populated. So I spoke with Sean Leslie, thought it'd be a good idea to reintroduce the idea if you didn't get your name on the list last time.
Election for the GM. I can't get it.
For anybody that hasn't gotten it, Mr. King, it's served, I understand, it's real whipped cream and it's very tasty.
Thank you. I know they're right there. I can see them. Where they're where.
Let me call the meeting to order, and I'm going to ask you if you can. We would like to make with Arlene here. We'd like to make LSB history at KPFA and conclude an LSB meeting with public comment before the kicks out at 10 o'clock. With the will of the body, we could maybe move forward with that. Would that be all right? We'll try to go through everything. All right. Yes.
Could we pick up the question?
Sean.
Seeing as how it's urgent that we people the local LSB committees, at least with members from the LSB, part of that work has been done already by Leslie and our vice, but I know I didn't get to fill out those forms, and I feel that there's a few others here, so I would make a motion that we complete the peopling of the local LSB committees by email, and we send them to the chair, the vice chair, and am I leaving anybody off that list that wishes?
No, I think we should send it. If you are going to send it, we would send it to our list.
Okay, send it to the computer. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
To our list, our LSP.
We have a master list.
Send it to me. Send it to me, and I will forward it to the list.
As a point of clarification,
yes.
The committees are self-forming. Anyone who wants to show
hold
up
to
a committee meeting, they're open committees at this point. As long as we don't have more than 12 LSP members show up to any given committee meeting, there's no limit on LSP participation. The only limit being if you have more than 12 people, it becomes a whole LSP meeting and not a committee meeting anymore. So we keep it at 12 or below.
So how about
so people just need to announce or convene a committee meeting, and if you want to go, you need to go. What I think we ought to do is set a next meeting for the LSB so that people can start announcing when the committee meetings are, and people can attend and set up how they want to do it that way.
Okay. Well, that is the second point on the agenda, so maybe we could get to that and at least do the one meeting and then move forward with that. Israel?
Yeah, I think a couple of important things need to be said again, namely that there should be some outreach to our listeners who might want to be in these committees. Otherwise,
absolutely.
It tends to be very internecine, very self-perpetuating of the usual suspects, no matter who they may be. And I think it's important that there be announcements put on the air. I would ask you to... If you were someone to arrange that with the powers to be at the station, so we don't have just a few people on the inside all the time.
So I will take
and the other point is, I think even though the meetings are open to any LSB members, to be members, if we need to have some kind of continuity against musical chairs in and out, back and forth. Some committees have been almost overpopulated at times, other times not. So these are two considerations need to be kept in mind.
Okay, and let's see, Fred?
I think the policy of the LSB on the staffing of committees, the policy of the LSB on the staffing of committees as posted on the KPFK website is a very interesting read, a challenging one. It's great little exercise. There are a number of things there that you have to go back to Marx, who talked not about what the facts are, but the tendency, the aim of the capitalist economy, the tendency of the aim of that policy is not always clear, but sometimes it is. And
you mean Groucho Marx or Karl Marx?
Mr. Karl Marx, yes, Professor Marx. I think it's clear in that it indicates that it is the LSB that will make the final determination in April as to the go-forward status of the committee, which will continue until February. And that, in that interim period between February and April, to the extent that voting needs to occur, the membership is the membership for that meeting. And the members in that meeting are all LSB members, plus the listener members who are on prior committees, and I think a point could be made that one can fill up to the number of LSB members. But at the very least, I think it's very clear, all LSB members who may roam and graze in the committee of X in February and March in the committee of Y are members for that meeting until Mr. Crumshaw, under his gavel, this body, formally constitutes that committee. As such, I think there is no need, there is a need to make sure that we are recording attendance at the meeting, that we are recording desire to become permanent members come April. But that decision cannot be made until April.
I agree with you.
This
okay, thank you. Dutch.
Two quick points. I need to dovetail with what Fred said. First of all, I don't understand what mechanism there would be in place if Joe Smith decides to hold a Schmedley committee meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Susan Struthers shows up and has the same committee meeting the next day. There's no communication.
Right.
So you can't just hold a meeting randomly because there's nothing to prevent another person from doing the same thing and just they don't know about it. Right? So there's just a mechanical cutoff. And let me finish my second point and I'll take a response. The second point to that is I think, as a member, I think it's important that there's a few things that we hit before we get out of here. Obviously, we need a few minutes for cleanup. We have to plan on that. We have to hear who won these elections. That'll take a few minutes. The treasurer's report, I think, is key, and the next meeting.
Okay, Ian.
I just wanted to point out that, in fact, to answer your question, you were asking how we prevent people from scheduling multiple committee meetings. First off, in this interim period, since, you know, in some cases the chair is no longer on the LSB, can no longer be the chair, in any event,
if there is a chair or a chair pro tem or someone who's been sitting, they're perfectly capable of convening a meeting. If they don't, if they fail to do it, any member of the committee can convene a meeting by simply announcing it, and as long as there's proper notice, there's no reason why that committee couldn't meet it. And if the committee decided that it wanted to meet twice or three times in the same month, as long as both meetings were properly noticed, they would both, or all three of them, would be legal meetings.
Okay, let me recommend that you send the information to the chair about the committee and your intention to call a meeting, and we will try, I'll communicate with Dutch and make sure that the list that I gave him last time, which...
Does the LSB list work for the chair?
Yes. Yes. If you send it, to me, then I will send it to people, so we can
If I send it to the LSB at once, it goes to the chair, correct?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
This is passed down to me. Vaughn High, Dave Adelson, Jack Van Aken. One of them, I remember last year that I had to reconfigure the finance committee because we were one member of the public over having an even number of LSB members. So just keep that in mind. Your members of the public cannot exceed your LSB members.
We'll try to work all this out through email, as Sean suggested, because I think that would be the most effective way for our committee to start meeting. Sean?
Yeah, I just want to reaffirm that the only reason that I talked about communicating and knowing which members are on here is because if Jonathan, Leslie, and Rico are going to be on governance, and I am too, I'm going to want to talk to them about when we can pull together a meeting so that we don't have to have two or three meetings. It will lead to complete chaos, folks. So we need to be coordinated. I think we can do that through email. And
through the chair, please. I will communicate with...
send it to everybody. As well,
of course,
chair.
But I'm saying through the chair, so that if you get something from the chair saying X committee is meeting this day, these are the members, and so on, you know it has come out.
It's open now. Whoever wants to be on the committee is on the committee, and if there's more members of the public than voting LSB members, then some of them just have to draw straws to see who can vote.
Okay, and Dutch.
Thank you, and you've addressed my concern. It was just as long as we all go through the same conduit, now there's some regularity and it's not random. So as long as it goes through the chair, he can disseminate it, we'll get our list populated, and by the next board meeting we'll have lists to hand out and make sure things are getting generated properly.
Which is a perfect segue to the next board meeting, or the next meeting. So please, can we go to that?
We need to have some meetings before the LSB.
No, but I'm talking about our LSB meeting. Is there a way that we can set up a date for the next weekend meeting? Yes, go ahead.
Just to support Fred, what he said, we have to tell the members of each committee to the KPSA too. What Alcic is doing that, each
Fred,
time we
excuse
have
me, but I have moved on to the second item, trying to set a meeting date for this next LSB meeting. So if you can hold that thought until we could maybe set that date, I would really appreciate it, because they really want us out by 10 o'clock.
What's your comment?
I know. I'm trying to get to it. Trying to get
well,
to it.
This is not...
This is
not an official.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to present to the body what I perceive to be a problem. The General Manager Search Committee has five members who are no longer on the board.
Excuse me, but I'm trying...
I need people to be aware of this.
No, I understand that, but right now what I would like to do is I'd like to set the next meeting date, and then we can go ahead with other issues. I want to get to listener comments, so please, let's just pick another meeting date, the meeting date in March, Saturday, March 13th. Saturday, March 13th?
Is that the second Saturday of the month?
Yes.
Second Saturday of the month. Yes. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Consideration, Mr. Chair. Who doesn't it work for? Ask who it doesn't work for. Maybe that's the better question.
Fred?
The only thing I'd add, and I think Summer might agree with me, that's guessing, but typically financials are available around the 10th. They may be available earlier. This is only one consideration among others. The consideration would be to allow sufficient time after the 10th to convene a finance committee, and that would suggest that we should be maybe a week to 10 days later.
I believe this came up last time, and
The finance committee has yet to meet, and I would rather try to keep a consistent time that we're going to meet, like the second Saturday.
Well, the manic of information that we did go over to the last meeting, we took a year working this out, and that's why the only meeting goal last year were the third week of the month, every month,
right.
Because the finance committee can never have the financials before the second week of the month, so we can never have updated financials.
So you're saying the date that would work better
we
would
did it for
be
the whole year, we did everything in the third
hold
week.
Hold on, the 20th. Okay.
We've never gotten the financials out of the finance office because we never told them we had a need to. The argument has been in the past that we've always met in the past later on. I would like to get those financial reports out the first day of the month, and we just need to ask them. And with the cooperation of the national office, I believe we can do that. And so we need to look at that and push it a little bit harder because it's just quicker. We need a more quicker responsive financial complete set of services, and this will be kind of
shall,
entire,
shall we,
entire thing.
Okay.
National guidelines today by the 5th of the month.
5th of the month.
We haven't gotten that.
I know you haven't, but I'm saying that's what they say.
But we will.
I'm just quoting.
You have my
this
thing.
Is, this,
first
is, this is new. Yeah,
then
yeah.
Let's aim for that and do everything we can to have the financials come out by the 5th of the month. Great.
The third Saturday is consistently bad for me.
We can do better.
And for Rico.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The third Saturday is consistently not good for me. I mean, so the second would be, now that I'm, you know,
the 13th, March 13th is the second Saturday.
That's fine. I mean, I'm very happy with
Daytime, which would be like 1 o'clock, 1 to 4, something like that.
Daytime, yes. Because later, I won't have
to. Yes, it would be like Saturday, 1 to 4, like it was last time. And we're looking at a couple of possible locations.
We can't do it in the people's place.
Well, let's get the time. We'll work on that on March the 13th. Does anyone have a problem with March the 13th?
Sorry,
please.
I would really like to ask the chair that we allow for public comment. This is taking too long to coordinate everybody's individual schedule. We have email.
I absolutely agree with you, and I would like to set the meeting for the 13th, the time that Doug suggested, and then we can move forward from that time, and maybe we can focus at our next meeting on
if
the...
If we need to talk about a different date, let's do it on email, but let's
right,
the, public,
exactly.
The public speak. We're taking too long.
This
is
point of order. A substitute
motion?
Just a second. Point of order.
Yeah, I don't believe this is a properly called LSB meeting. We continued a delegates meeting, and we've never properly called an LSB meeting. So I really think that we will start with our first LSB meeting of the year in March, and therefore we aren't bound to public comment, and nothing against the public. I want to hear from
but
you.
But
we have a housing meeting.
But,
I
understand.
About 10 minutes ago.
Hold on, please. I understand.
Well, you got the other 10 minutes.
I understand the comments, but I would like to have the public comment.
Well, you're not going to know where your next meeting is, Mr. Chair.
Well, no, I'm suggesting that it be March 13th, not February.
Chair, they would acknowledge somebody. I'm always doing the will of the body, but it's nice as it is to say we should get financials back on the 5th. Payroll goes from the local office to the national office and comes back down again before we ever see those financials. So if you choose to put it on the 13th, we just will not. Don't blame the finance committee if we don't have fresh numbers for you. Doing it a week later, almost guaranteed that you'll always have access.
We will be all right.
And don't blame the finance committee if we cannot contribute meaningfully as required
what about
to the body.
Can I ask you the 20th?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to suggest that we now, as a substitute motion, I would offer March 20th.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that we meet the third week of the month, since it seems like a regular thing is going to be a problem for the Finance Committee if we don't.
Agreed.
Thank you. So the major march on March 20th, anti-war. Well, that's why we're opposing it. Thank you. Okay.
So March 13th, then, in this instance.
Okay,
Whoa. How about the 28th? Because people have raised problems with the 13th and the 20th. What is
that makes it almost too much. And I think we really need to get
guys, it's March.
Forward.
It's a March meeting.
Coordinate.
Public comment.
I would let me just recommend that we go with the March 13th. There seems to be
a
number of
reasons.
Wow. And then we would just go with public comment.
Call a question.
All right, Dutch.
Thank you. First, I need to say before I state my question, if you do get a chance to speak, there's a list on the table by the door. If you want to speak, make sure your name's on the list, if we get to that. I do recommend, however, the most important thing that we've missed in the last two meetings include a treasurer report of any kind and any sort of committee report. So I would move that the treasurer has a chance to speak. He hasn't had a chance to speak. If there's time for public comment, so be it, and we have to clean up and get out of here.
We'll leave that to the will of the body.
That's the motion. I'll second.
If we
have 20 minutes to hear a C report, we don't have it. So.
Yes.
No problem.
Go ahead. Yes.
Once again, this is not a LSB meeting. We are still meeting as delegates, and we should put together our housekeeping and get out of here at 10 o'clock and have a proper LSB meeting next month where we can have 30 minutes of uninterrupted public comment.
So we
make
a vote on the date?
And I move that we...
Didn't you conclude? I believe you adjourned the delegates' meeting and begun this meeting.
Yeah,
and I thought this was an LSB meeting. I would ask simply that the chair request that the secretary check and make sure that the role hasn't changed, rather than making a separate roll call.
Excuse me. We never convened a LSB meeting. Okay. That would take a separate roll call and everything else. That was never done.
He didn't take a roll call, but
we were in recess, sir.
I think I heard him say adjourn.
Oh, he adjourned. He can adjourn.
He adjourned the delegates meeting, and now we started that meeting.
No, we did not start an LSB meeting. There was no separate
roll call. What did we start? What did we start then?
We are in recess.
Are we?
I would like to have, and I wanted to come back with listener comments and get a half hour with listener comments, but.
Good. 10 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock, we leave here, folks. That's our problem.
Yes, 10
o'clock. We're right up against it. Let's look at a date. I mean, we go out a date for our next meeting.
Now, you wasted all this time on this instead of opening it up.
I waste your time. Okay? That's a matter of the meeting.
Thank you. And then when we were part of the public, we felt very desperate when we saw the LSD spending time that we are doing right now, and we out there wanted to stop.
Rodrigo, I'm just saying to you that I said to Arlene 9:30 and I announced to people that we would have public comments at 9:30, and I wanted to allow a half an hour for public comments, but as you can see, I've had a lot of input into how the meeting should go and so on. So,
we need a vote on the date.
All right, can we have a... Well, I can't call for a vote on the date.
I moved to start the meeting on the
meeting. Yes, okay, thank you. All those in favor of the 13th? Second, all those in favor of the 13th of March? Aye. Keep your hands up if you want the 13th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is that what we're talking about?
12, 4. Okay. Opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4 again.
And abstaining? Okay. So we have the meeting set for the 13th of March. Okay. Now we have the issue of whether we should have public comment or whether we should have the treasurer's report. I want public comment. Public comment, yes.
I would move that we take public comment.
There you go.
Public comment.
Thank you so much. Second.
All right. All those in favor, public comment? Excellent. Thank you.
Let's go.
Public comment, please. Now, I have a list here. Michael?
just that people might not know me, my name is Michael Novick. I was the elected visitor member and chair of the former Intern Program Council. I'm speaking on behalf of a group of listeners who are very concerned about some of the recent programming changes. And I want to read briefly a couple of paragraphs of a letter and petition that was distributed quickly and has hundreds of signatures on it to the station management and the station board. We, the undersigned, strongly oppose the new programming schedule or grid adopted by the management without listener input. We urge that it be swiftly replaced by a grid adopted after broad consultation to listeners about how airtime on KPSK can best be used to fulfill the particular mission and meet the community's needs. The new grid reflects an ongoing effort to sanitize the airwaves, silence voices of dissent outside the Democratic Party, and marginalize or eliminate grassroots community voices. It can only be imposed in the undemocratic way that it was without engaging listeners, staff, and stakeholders in an informed discussion about the station's future. It goes on that Ted is going to read the same thing as Pam.
Nosotros, los firmantes de este documento, nos proponemos categóricamente a la nueva programación adoptada por la gerencia sin consultar a los radio oyentes. Y pedimos que sea reemplazada de inmediato por una derivada de una consulta con la radio audiencia sobre la mejor forma de usar las ondas cristianas para cumplir con la misión de pacífica y satisfacer las necesidades de la comunidad. La nueva programación refleja un esfuerzo por esterilizar las ondas radioeléctricas silenciadas que se hizo excluyendo de la discusión sobre el futuro de la emisora a los radio oyentes patrocinadores y a los empleados.
So we hope that the station board and the management will take this into account, and I heard you talking earlier about the listener advisory body. I think that needs to be constituted as rapidly as possible, the input of the PAB and other methods of getting listener input into what the programming should be, because without that, it's difficult to fail and deciding out of the system. Thank you.
Okay, we have Bernie Eisenberg.
Yeah, okay, I'll speak from here also. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I want to follow up on that, although I didn't know that was going to happen right then. I sent a little clash between people speaking about community radio and other people speaking about national or personality-based broadcasting. So I want to bring that to your attention, that there's a real question we have to deal with here. Suggestion that Mr. Minsky made about having listeners involved in programming, I wouldn't say decisions, but in input, is really interesting, because the process that they just went through at KPFK to change the program did not work through a process like that. And Arlene has mentioned that she's thinking about convening GMs and PDs to look at programming. And I hope that that will also include listener input from the communities, because it's the communities that we need to serve. In my opinion, it's okay to share broadcasts, but we should not mandate national broadcasting across all five stations. So just be aware of that conflict in the two goals that we have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, I'm glad that I had the opportunity to have public comment.
I don't want to interrupt. Just a brief reminder that our clock is ticking, so try to keep it under two.
Okay. Thank you so much for that caveat. I just would like to say that thank you very much for coming here. I met you in Houston, and It was really a pleasure sitting down and having coffee with you. It is my opinion that I just want to affirm what Bernie Eisenberg has said, that there is a big clash and there's a movement in regards to bridging the gap with the lack of community radio and the lack of voices for the community on the radio. I believe if you're going to convene the GMs and the PDs and all of that, that you should convene what Cynthia McKinney wanted to do, was to convene the summit. And this way you can include listeners, do it, you know, do it on a college campus. I'll be willing to volunteer, put some blood, sweat, and tears into the process. But this is something that couldn't be necessary, because if not, you're going to continue to have this divide, this wedge in between community radio and the nationalization of Pacifica, which a lot of people feel very strongly, is that's what is really happening.
Thank you, Lawrence. And John Gary.
The new grid reflects an ongoing effort to sanitize the airwaves, silence voices of dissent outside the Democratic Party, and marginalize or eliminate grassroots community voices. Al Minsky talked about why he's made these changes. Whether you agree with them or not, it's got nothing to do with the Democratic Party. Michael Slade is a radical revolutionary communist. He's still on the air. Indie Media on the Air features radical anarchists who want to overthrow everything. That show is still on the air. So there are plenty of Noam Chomsky, lifelong socialist, still on the air. So this has got nothing to do with the Democratic Party taking over the station. It has to do with increasing listenership. You can talk to Al Minsky directly at PROC meeting to get his reasons. It has nothing to do with the Democratic Party takeover.
So why did the Democratic Party get the fact?
Why did you
pass
it on
our
Okay, thank you so much. We accomplished it. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks.
Folks, if you'll leave your name cards, I'll collect them for the next meeting. All right, we'll hear the election results if you'd like to hear them.
Yeah,
hear
the election results.
Do we have our voting results, John?
Hey, Fred, thanks. I thought that was
very
good.
Okay, I'll just whisper the results. Audit committee.
Guys, you got the results. Everybody.
Results, please, while we're cleaning. Hold on. John, hold on. Okay, the results. Audit committee.
You want to know?
Okay. So elected to the audit committee, Donna and Dutch.
Alternate is Reza.
Governance committee elected Ken and Rufina. Alternate Lamont. Programming elected Kim and Rufina. Alternate Sequoia. Election. Elected Fred. Elected Ken. Alternate Raimundo. Technology. Elected Ali. Elected Fred. Alternate Ken.
And we're doing the committee.
Recommender Victor. Good. All right. Sounds good. Hey, you know, when somebody should sit down. It does. Somebody should sit down and.
type that up and I'll see how it goes.
Oh, it's got to get going.
Yeah, it's got to get going.